Good evening and welcome to the Summer School, coming to you. It's summertime here on Sirius and XM Radio Margaritaville. And I'm taking back my job because I heard it was stolen from me the last two shows.
Well, there's a recession. You didn't get the memo about the budget cuts?
They cut me. They couldn't fly me out for those two shows.
We couldn't find. That's what Utley said. Well, where is she last night? No. This is Jimmy, and for those of you who tuned in, I had to fill in as the Radio Margaritaville announcer. All of our DJs were indisposed for the last couple of days.
So. But I bet you had fun. You got to interview the band?
I did. I had these outstanding guests. I had Mac McAnally on, and then Michael Utley. Mike wasn't in Phoenix because his son graduated from college.
Congratulations.
Yeah, and so I said, well, you know, you're on the route. And his son moves back home. So I said, you know.
That sounds about right.
That's about right.
I bet a lot of people out there can identify with
that. Yeah, I said, you know, 10 years, he might be getting there. You know? So, anyway, so we discussed that. We discussed the, you know, renaming the song, We Are the People Our Children Warned Us About.
As I kind of like that.
We are the people our parents warned us about. So
you are getting to that age.
All things kind of keep moving on. So here we are up in Northern California.
A place you haven't been in a really long time.
I like the way
California.
Yeah, where the Governor Schwarzenegger says it. Want me to give you my impersonation?
Yeah, let's hear. This is Jimmy Buffett doing Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
We would like to welcome Jimmy to California and Concord for Billion.
That sounded more like good. That was a little more like
my neighbor
Borat,
in New York,
or
the Borat,
something like that.
No, but you know, this is
the Sleep Train Pavilion in Concord, California,
and we haven't been here since the '80s. I think I'm not sure the date. I tried to find out on Google, and all I could find out was tickets for sale.
So if you know the answer, write in.
Yeah, when did we last play Concord? I'll find out because I can't get in touch with. I can't find Utley. He's running around here somewhere.
Mike Utley is the encyclopedia of tour knowledge.
So if y'all know when it is, let me know. But, you know, there is a long, long history of Northern California and me back in the old days, and Concord was definitely a part of it.
Yeah, I mean, I know you used to play all around that area, and I mean, it's usually shoreline, so it must be nice to sort of, you know, get back.
Well, it is,
really,
you know, and those
spot.
Were the great old hippie days, 70s and 80s, and Bill Graham did all the shows, and for those who didn't know, Bill Graham was the legendary promoter out here that started Fillmore, and it was one of those things where when you had to be on the radio, one of the few places that actually played my stuff in those days was around the Bay Area. So I wound up working out here a lot and wound up being friends with Bill. A lot of people had different attitudes towards Bill, but I always got along with Bill and played all of his venues a lot at the Berkeley Community Theater over in Berkeley and San Anselmo and Concord. And, you know, it's just people, if they don't travel out here, realize when they say Bay Area, it is a large area. It's a big bay. It's got this big bridge that goes over it.
Lots of bridges.
But it's a lot of area up there, you know, and I built a boat there, and I have a lot and great memories and great good times, and it's kind of the reason we came back here this time. Normally we're down south around Mountain View, but I just thought, you know, it must have been a little nostalgic thing that I wanted to come back out here and do the Concord Pavilion. So that's why we're here.
Cool. And I mean, it must be, I know you were out in the desert the last couple of gigs. It must be nice to be in California and see the ocean again.
It's nice to get back to a little moisture in the air. We had a great run the first half of this little West Coast run in Phoenix and then Las Vegas.
I heard Vegas was rocking. I'm kind of sorry.
Vegas was rocking. And, but it certainly is good to get back in the land of great food, great wine, and moisture in the air.
Yeah. And you had a couple of days off. So you got some, I'm assuming you might have gotten a surf or two in.
I got a little surf in out here. It's definitely wetsuit time out here. So, you know, it's just that's one of the parts of our great fun that we always have coming to California. And we got this one, and then we go south after this tomorrow.
Yeah, back to Irvine, and then a little break until the summertime.
Then we'll be back on the East Coast. But it's been fun. Everybody seems to like the show. We really like it, and so it'll be fun here. And then, you know, like I say, we get to, you know, a lot of friends and everybody has a lot of friends around the Bay Area. It's one of our great places to come, and I'm looking forward to getting out there and doing my first show in Concord in a number of years.
Years.
A number of years.
Years. Yeah. Well, we'll let you get to it. Have a great show. And
all right, Savannah Jane.
It's nice to be back. Thanks
nice
for filling in
back.
For me.
I don't know how the reviews went on mine, but I don't think I think I'll keep this job singing.
Okay, I'll let you keep that. I'll stay on the radio. But stay tuned, everyone, for Summer School with Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band, coming to you live from Concord, California, at the Sleep Train Pavilion.
Okay.